It's been 2 weeks and still no sign of a rescue yet. I know it's Christmas and whatnot, but this is ridiculous. Lucky that we have such an exquisite larder for us to survive on. Blini with oak smoked salmon, Wagyu filet mignon, king oysters with caviar. Oh. Mind you, if we stay here any longer, we're going to have to start going into the middle class food. I'm ashamed to admit how lacking I am in my ability to cook after all this time. But that's just why I'm so thankful for having you here with me instead. Although, if any of my colleagues found out how you made that Wagyu steak well done, they'd have you hung up in the town square for treason. Only teasing, dear. Only teasing. You've been quite the little hero this whole time, my dear. Keeping the fire warm, exploring this two-story cabin, making sure everything is nice and sweet for your dear auntie. You've truly made the best out of a terrible situation. But sadly, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. This is the last bottle of Dom Perignon, after all. But with it being so close to Christmas, I suppose there's nothing to lose by popping this one open then. Oh. Oh, this is just the worst. I miss the manor. I miss Antoine's cooking. Oh, and the maids. And I miss Morgana so much. Dare I say, I even miss my sister. But I suppose, being in front of this warm, crackling fire, I can feel a little cozy. Especially with my sweet nephew by my side. I must say, dear, keeping the duvets and furs right here so that we can fall asleep together by the fire. What a wonderful idea you had. Plus, at least the internet is still up, I suppose. I guess it's a good thing you insisted on bringing that laptop of yours after all. I was worried you'd be stuck on that thing the whole trip. But you've still made time to spend with me. Plus, I do have my phone in any case. Oh, speaking of which, the weather alert's come in. Let's see. Oh, bloody hell. This freak blizzard will be going on for another week at least. There's no way we'll be able to make it home for Christmas. Even if they do dig us out by then, the flights are certainly going to be cancelled. Oh, God damn it! Oh, I'm sorry you had to see that, dear. It's just, I was so looking forward to making your first Christmas with Auntie, one of the most spectacular you've ever had. Oh, I had so much planned. I was going to bring you to the shareholder Christmas party to show you off a bit. Hire a Michelin-starred chef to make Christmas dinner just for us at home. Give Antoine a little break. Oh, and the luxurious presents. I know I always get you gifts, but I had so much planned. I know how lackluster your Christmases used to be when you lived with your mother, and I can't imagine how miserable they must have been by yourself. I really wanted to make a special one, just for you. I never really did Christmas, even back when you were younger. I always sent a big gift or two, but I never celebrated it, really. But just this year, to make it something wonderful for you. That's what I wanted, more than anything. Not to mention, I'm sure there's some Christmas parties back home that you're just dying to get to. Your friends hanging out and dancing together, you should be with them, going to clubs, having fun face to face. Not stuck here with your old auntie in a blizzard. What? You love this? What on earth do you mean? Oh, you prefer being here with me? Oh, come now, dear. There's no need to be so sweet. You really love me so much that you're happy being snowed in just to spend more time with me. Oh, you sweet boy. Oh, come here, darling. Give Auntie a hug. You really are too kind for your own good. It's hard to tell where you get all this sweetness from. You're just as yummy and sweet as a candy cane, you know? You can still play with your friends through your little games on your laptop anyway, right? Good. Just seeing you and having you in my arms again, it warms my heart once more. You are the brightest light in my world, brighter than all the stars of the winter solstice. And I love you, truly and deeply. Even until we long pass and every other star blinks out of light, leaving the world in darkness, I will still look to your shine and love you all the more. I'm sorry. Was that too mushy? I haven't done much poetry since I was in high school. Forgive me if I'm a bit rusty. But it does come from the heart. And I know you love me just as true. Oh, what's that? Oh, hold on. My phone's gone dead. Oh, has the internet finally gone out? Oh, well, now I know we're in the thick of the blizzard. I was already getting bored to death out here too. What I wouldn't give to be back home already. What? You have something we can do? What on earth is that? Truth or Dare, the secret revealing board game. I don't remember the last time I touched a board game, let alone played one. You really want to play with this cheap little thing? Well, I suppose there isn't much else to do, is there? All right. Set it up on the fur carpet here, dear. We can play a little game together. So, let's see. Each turn we draw a card and have to do a dare that the other player asks of us, or tell a truth that the other player asks for. If we refuse, we move our piece back two spaces, and if we succeed, we move forward a space. First to 10 paces wins. Yeah, it seems simple enough. Well, go on then, dear. I'll let you go first. Ha! Truth, eh? All right then, dear. Tell me, is there a fetish you have never told your auntie about? Oh, what's with the red face? I thought it might be fun to make this little game a bit special. My, how do you just keep getting naughtier and naughtier each time I hear from you? Oh, don't worry. I'll be keeping that little nugget in my back pocket. Okay, I suppose that makes it my turn. Let's see. Another truth card. Very well, dear. What secrets of mine would you wish to know? Oh, how did I become so wealthy, you ask? Well, let's see now. Your mother and I actually have separate fathers, you know. My father married her mother shortly after leaving my mother, and probably why my sister blames me for every bloody thing wrong with her, blah, blah, blah. In any case, it turns out my biological mother was quite a lucrative baroness. From what I heard, she died by throwing herself off a cliffside into a deep ocean below after her lover abandoned her. Truly, my love for the darkness stems from her. When she passed away, she left all her inheritance to her next of kin. And lo and behold, that happened to be me. I invested my little macabre earnings in a little tech company. Dionysus, I think it was. And like that, I became your most wonderful, most luxuriously wealthy, dark and lovely auntie. Okay, your turn. Ooh, dare. Let's see how to toy with you now. Ooh, what should we do? I dare you to turn around and bend down for me. Yes, I'm serious. Letting you win. Oh, darling, I hardly think I'm doing that. Especially when your cute butt looks so nice in those pyjama pants of yours. Oh, you shot right up. Finally realised what your auntie was ogling, eh? You may have gotten your hips from your mother's side of things, dear. They do look awfully nice. All right. One space forward. Your turn. Truth, again. Very well then, let's hear it. What was I going to get you for your Christmas gift? That's not very in the spirit of the holidays now, is it? I tell you what, I do have a gift of yours in my luggage. Little bit of foresight to bring it with me just in case we were held back before Christmas. But as to what it is, you'll have to use another card of yours for that. My turn. Let's see. Ah, yes! And there it is, another dare. My. What a lucky lady am I. Let's see. I dare you to meow like a kitten for me. Yes, I'm quite serious. Oh, and do a little paw motion for me too, please. The thought of a cute cat boy nephew. Oh, that just has an effect on me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. Note to self. Get a little cat attire for you when we're home. Okay. Your turn. Dare. Oh, you want me to give you your Christmas present, huh? Santa's not going to like hearing that, naughty boy. But I suppose that is your right. Very well, but you have to close your eyes. Yes, I'm serious. Just close your eyes until I say to open them. Good. Now, sit right there. This will be just a moment. All right then, my dear nephew. You can open your eyes in 3, 2, 1. Surprise! It's Mrs. Santa Goth. What do you think? I had this custom ordered from a designer in Italy for me. A tight-fitting Santa lingerie, but with black instead of red, for a nice goth kick. A little bit of Nightmare Before Christmas theme, I felt. Looks very me, don't you think? The game. Oh, you're playing that with Auntie, aren't you? But Auntie isn't here now. It's Mrs. Claus now. And she wants to know if you've been a good boy or a naughty one. Why has your lap gotten so stiff already, Are you already thinking bad thoughts, my sweetheart? Already being naughty? I mean, just look. Your head is already below the mistletoe on my collar. You know what that means, right? You need to kiss whoever else is under it. And what do you know? You only have my pillowy, heaving breasts. That's it, dear. Lucky little Christmas boy, getting smothered by your Auntie Claus. Your face feels so awfully cold. You'd best keep it there to warm up, dear. And while I have you there, you'd best take the trip around and take a feel of this thick cookie dough I have here. That's it. My ass. It seems every time you just fall more and more in love with my body, don't you? How is it possible I could have someone so sweet? Don't get too greedy now. You sit back and let me do as I wish. I'm just going to pull back and slide my body down yours. And pull off these cute pajama bottoms of yours. And slip that precious little member out. There's my favourite candy cane. Hiding it from me like that. Such a naughty boy. So much tastier than any sweet from the shop. Like the most wonderful candy cane in the whole of the North Pole. What are we doing, you ask? Getting this cute thing all lubed up for me. Because next, it's getting a deep kiss from my bosom as well. Here we are. A nice, sweaty, slick tit job from your dear Santa Goth. Do soft, massive breasts. Just swallowing your cock right up. Oh, do you see how it just vanishes between them? It feels great, doesn't it? Oh, I know it does, dear. I know it does. The silk of this luxury lingerie must feel heavenly against it. Oh, so soft, delicate, fluffy, and warm. Yes, just twitch, yes, and squirm between my breasts, dear. Oh, that's it. Just look at you gasping and panting for breath. Oh, I don't think you can last too long between these holly, jolly, jiggly, wobbly breasts, can you? Oh, it's fine, dear. After all, we're snowed in for weeks. Oh, this is going to be your life for a little while. Constant tit jobs, smothering, hugs, and milking of your cute cock. Ah, just what you get for being a good boy this year. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Give in to all this love I have for you. Oh, fuck, explode between my tits and fill them with your cum. If I press down like this, the head of your cock just peeks out and gets a little tickle from the fur of the lingerie. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, such a pleasing stroke after stroke after stroke. Oh, look at you gripping the duvet so tightly. Oh, what a good boy you are. That's it now. That's it. Just let it out. Oh, come for Christmas, dear. Come for Christmas. That's your special gift. Come between my tits. I can tell you're close. Just let it all out. Just let it. Listen to you moan. Was Auntie's gift nice? And how sticky your cum feels between my tits, too. Oh, you must have liked my gift a lot. Look at you. You became an awful mess just from that. Looks like I won this little game. Oh, don't worry, dear. How about I get cleaned up and We can play another board game,
I'd ask if they have Monopoly, but I do have quite an advantage there.
Or perhaps you can just snuggle between my breasts as you love to do. I thought so. Merry Christmas, dear.